Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday. We are here on the 15th of July, right smack dab in the middle of the month. And I am always really, really happy to be here. We've been doing the Saturday morning program for about a month and a half, 2 months now, and it's very popular. And it's always a great way to start the morning with a really cool guest to talk about what they do and what they bring to the community. And our guest this morning is Reverend Verona Garland. Say good morning, everybody. Say good morning.
Good morning.
And Reverend Garland is a licensed spiritual counselor. In her bio, she is steadfastly, what is it you say? You steadfastly know the truth of your divine presence, no matter the human appearance at any given time. It's a really interesting sentence, and I love it, because it's like a statement of absolution around everybody has the divine presence within them, right?
Yes.
And yes. That's what I really love about it. So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you may.
So good morning, everyone. I'm glad you tuned in, and I'm glad we're going to be spending an hour together, co-creating together. I, for about 3 or 4 decades, worked in the public sector as an international flight attendant for a large company. And in that time, I realized that I was ministering to all of my passengers. And what brought me to this is that I know the truth of who and what I am is the truth of who and what each of us is, which is the presence of God. So I love to playfully and joyfully and enthusiastically and ecstatically give each one of us an opportunity to reveal the truth of who we are, to absolutely excavate that purpose that we are here to live, because we all knew that purpose before we incarnated. And now here we are. We're on this side of the veil. And so it's ours to live that purpose, joy and love and graciousness. And the way the living happens is through our learning. And the reason I do this is that I absolutely love every single being of light that I encounter. And I love the spirit within each one of us that's there, just awaiting an instrument of expression. So that's a little bit about me. And also a little bit about me is I have 2 wonderful children and who are adults who are living their truth in their own ways, each one of them. And I absolutely am passionate about adventuring and discovering and really being a pioneering scout in every single person's life who I encounter.
Wow, that's really powerful. That's powerful. I like it. I like it. I like that your energy is all about just being in a state of positivity. And I know I've been able to interact with you quite a bit in the last month. And that's something I can say that I experience when I connect with you is like, you're just like this bouncing ball of positivity. And you talk about being in the sector, kind of having a regular job, as we like to say, you know, where you engage with the public. what caused the transition from having that regular job to what you do now?
What caused the transition was it appeared that my life imploded about 20 years ago. It appeared that things were not going well with me in my life, and it appeared to be a repetitive activity in my life. And so I got to sit with myself and be still and say, okay, what's going on here actually? And really what was going on was I was not really living my truth. I was not really being my true self. I was spending more time being what we know in today's vernacular as a people pleaser, than absolutely being my authentic self in integrity and the truth of who and what I am, which, of course, took me a while to appreciate that also. After I got to the awareness of it, then the appreciation of it. So that's what turned it around. That's what led me to go to the Science of Mind practitioner training. Then that led me onward to go to Ministerio, Emerson Theological Institute for Ministerio training. And that's what got me here today, was that it appeared that my life was not going well, and it appeared that I was in the deepest, darkest space in life and didn't know exactly how I was going to come out, or didn't even know if maybe that's where I was going to stay. And that didn't fit for me. It wouldn't work for me. So that's what precipitated the beginning of this.
And if I'm hearing you correct, it's like you were in a really dark space. And you made a decision to do some learning and to do some growth for yourself that got you out of the dark space. But then coming out of the dark space, you found that your path, your purpose was to serve others?
Absolutely, Angel. That's it. I mean, I had been serving others most of my life, most of my adult life. However, coming out of that dark space, it reminded me that I am here to be in the service of love, and the service of peace, and the service of joy. And so, yeah, coming out of that space, it gave me an opportunity to take a new look at myself. I was in a place where I began again. I began almost with the beginner's mind and as an infant again, even though I was an adult. And I got to take a look and see, well, what is it I really love to do? You know, it's this sentence that we hear a lot. What would I do if no one, even if I didn't get paid? What is the most wonderful thing I could do that I would do with passion at all times? And for me, what came through was to still be in the service to womankind and mankind and humanity. However, to be in that service in a place of real strength, truth, love, passion, power, and adventure.
That's amazing. Such positive force. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to engage with you. You have several people on hold. So I'm going to let you talk to some people, and we're going to continue this conversation. But I know that some of them have been on hold for quite some time, so I want to go ahead and give them the opportunity to talk to you. But before I do that, I want to give you a chance to kind of speak to what you do specifically, because when I look at your website, you have a really cool website at RonaGarland.com, and you have all kind of cool stuff you do. So what kind of work do you do?
Thank you, Angel. Okay, so the work that I do, I do have a lot on my website. First thing is I'm an inspirational speaker, which means that I come and share my experiences with the truths of ancient wisdom and New Age, as well as whenever I come and speak, I know that we are co-creating something together and that we all leave there with more learning, more growth, and more healing. That's one of the things I do. The other thing I do is I'm a spiritual counselor. I'm a licensed spiritual counselor with the Centers for Spiritual Living. And when my spiritual counseling sessions are, they are an hour long, and they are a continuation of my knowing the truth of who and what you are. So you could come to me with anything that's on your heart, on your head, in your mind, and we will talk about it. I start with a pray-in, and then we start discussing it. Mostly you're doing the talking, and I'm just being in a space of knowing the truth of who and what you are. And I am the place where you can be in a place of safety, that the solutions for what's going on with you are within each and every one of us. If you feel there's something happening within you that you don't know what to do about it, the answer is in there. And the fact that it has become, you have become aware of it, means the answer is awaiting your discovery. So I give that space where you have an opportunity to absolutely know the solutions from within yourself. That's what I do as a spiritual counselor. As a prosperity coach, I give you tools and practices for owning your prosperity, because the truth of it is that each and every one of us is here to be prosperous, abundant, affluent, opulent. It is ours to have, and it is ours to have as much as we would like to receive, as much as we can conceive. So if you believe it, you can have it. So as a prosperity coach, I have a lot of exercises we go through, and these are really a lot of prosperity practices that have been around since ancient times, and it's stepping into them, doing them, making them a habitual part of your life, and then opening to the fabulous prosperity that is ours to have. So those are some of the things that I do, as well as not on my website. I do classes, I do seminars, and I also do life rituals. And the life rituals I do as the minister I am are so tender and so wonderful and so loving. I do christenings, I do weddings, I do memorial services, I do house blessings, I do all sorts of life rituals like that, that really it's important in for us to bring our loved ones together and bring together the love and the light of spirit that's within each and every one of us during these rituals. So those are the things I do.
That's a lot of stuff. So
it is.
Take the first caller so that you can and engage with them on all that wonderful stuff. Good morning. You're on the air with Reverend Verona Garland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you both so much. Hi, this is Wendy calling from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. I'll try to be brief. I started a new job on Wednesday, the July the 5th, and total nightmare because 20 people, one trainer. I did not have access to critical screens that everybody was being trained on, as well as two others. And they said, don't worry, we'll catch you up. Well, that was a fairy tale. So now I'm lagging behind, and there'll be a test Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not too worried about the test because I created a Word document and copied and pasted information. But and the trainer has expressed concern of how can I help the callers quickly if I can't navigate to the screens. They have amnesia now about saying they would catch me up. And my only source of learning is the girl next to me who is very generous with her time. And so anyway, about 7 weeks ago, I applied for a job online at UC Davis through a company to work at UC Davis in their medical records department. And out of the blue, the regional manager called me yesterday. And she even agreed that we could have our telephone interview at 5:15 at night. And we hit it off big time. And we were so similar in our personalities. I was very honest with her. And she asked me if I had experience with Epic software, and I said no. But anyway, we're going to have she's even going to schedule me for an in-person interview maybe this week after hours so that it won't impact my current job. And it's something new. I've never done this before. I'd be sitting at a desk on a chair with a computer, and people would be waiting in line to speak to me so I could help them with their release of medical records. What do you think? Am I going to keep the job I currently have, or am I going to go to this new one? What's going to happen?
So, Wendy, thank you so much for your question, because it's a question that really a lot of us have in our lifetime. The first thing is I want you to know that the decision about what's going to happen to you is within you. And that decision is awaiting your acceptance. The second thing I'd like you to know is that the divine mind that made up whatever it is that you're doing at this, the first job you mentioned, as well as what it is yours to do at the second job you mentioned, that divine mind resides in you also. So what I'd like to ask you is, if you go into your heart space, allow yourself to be there for just a moment. What is it your heart space, in your heart space, what is it that your heart space is saying to you? Because in our heart space, there's that space of love, and it's just waiting. The answers of all our questions are waiting to emerge from that space. So my question for you is, in your heart space, in that place and space where we're safe and we're protected and all is well, what is it your heart space says?
Well, I know I want at least a semblance of job security, and I don't think I've been treated right where I am, you know, especially since they're forgetting that they promised to catch me up with my training, and they're just shaking their head and wondering why I'm not with the rest of the class. I'd like to be with that company, but I don't want to be stressed every minute of the day. And
so Wendy, one of the things that, pardon me, go ahead.
The other job is something brand new for me, but it's kind of relative because it's in a health insurance environment.
Well, you know, Wendy, the thing is that's important is that you get to know right here and right now that you are at choice. And so you get to choose your environment. And if you find yourself in an environment that is not feeding you, that you feel is an unsafe environment or an environment that is not nurturing you, then you get to choose what to do. And the choice you make, trust me, your choice follows in. Your choice is the flow of your goodness. Absolutely.
Well, I'm a very good person, but I think part of this is the company's decision too, of course.
Well, you know what? Here's what I would suggest is that you get to be with this, of course, and you have these experiences. You get to be with it. You get to be in your heart space, and you get to decide, because basically, once we set the intention to follow through on whatever is our desire, then the universal law makes that happen. And so once you really get clear in the clarity of what it is you desire and exactly what it is you'd like, where it is you'd like to offer your services, then everything else will fall into place for that. So I suggest that's what you do. And also I suggest if you'd like to go into this farther, you'd like to go into it deeper, of course, get in touch with me at my website or anyone can phone me at 510-541-5200, and we can have a spiritual counseling session. And also, I forgot to mention that on my website, there is a place for prayer. You can also call me just to ask for prayer. So I'm knowing for you that the perfect place for you to offer your services is at hand. And I'm very, very happy and appreciative that you make the decision that best suits you. Thanks for
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All righty, that was awesome. So it feels like in the services that you provide and when you work with people that you empower them to kind of step in and take control of the situation themselves. That's what I just heard. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that's a little different,
Angel.
From a lot of practitioners that I deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as a practitioner and a minister, this is what I know, is that we all have the power and that we all have it within us. The divinity within us has all the tools for us to really blaze out there. You know, like I was noticing today that Wonder Woman is a big movie hit this weekend. Each one of us has a Wonder Woman and a Wonder Man inside us, okay, just awaiting our acceptance, awaiting us to activate that which is within us. So when I work with everyone and the time I spend with the beloved beings of light, I empower every single person to know what you know, to be who you are, to stand in that beingness of the truth of who and what you are, because it's in us. But however, sometimes the years or some of our pre-programming has damped it down or put layers on it. So I give everyone an opportunity to open that floodgates of the truth and the power and the strength and the beauty and the harmony and the intelligence and the ingenuity and the creativity that each one of us is, because that's the truth, really, of who each one of us is right here, right now.
Wow, that's really cool. I'm going to take the next caller so that you can have an opportunity to engage
okay.
with another wonderful person. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, great morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Who are we talking to with?
Hey, this is Marion. I just want to say I am so loving the energy of this call. So that's all I want to say.
Oh, thank you, Marion.
I feel happy. But, I'm happy. I'm just happy I got in today, too. But I'm like, wow, they are really high energy, really good. I feel good. I was meant to call.
Yay.
Look at what we did, Verona. Look at that.
Yay.
Yeah. Awesome.
I almost
awesome.
Want to just leave it there, but you have any questions that you'd like to throw at Verona?
I'm just going through. Yeah, I'm just kind of going through a time right now, a rough time. Just trying to see. I just lost someone that I love very deeply, and so I'm just kind of dealing with that. I feel really good, but I'm still kind of like not sure what to do. That kind of thing.
Okay. Good morning, Marion, and thank you so much for calling, and thank you for the wonderful knowingness that there's a lot of energy happening here. And you know, one of the things that when you said that came to me is the energy within you recognizes the energy here. So I'm glad you're here. It's a connectivity thing happening. So what's happening for you now? Remember, please, that grief is an ongoing process that sometimes has no time parameter. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is please, please, please be tender and gentle with yourself. You know, this is an opportunity for you to treat yourself like a newborn baby. Really tender, nurturing, comforting, all of those things. The next thing about grieving is to know that the deeper the grief, the deeper the love. So that if the grieving may feel like a tsunami to you sometimes, it is really just a validation of that love that is the connectivity between you and your loved one. And, you know, I know this for the truth, that death cannot separate us from those that we love. We are continuously connected in the heart of God. So that the depth of your grief is an absolute demonstration of the depth of the love. And the other thing I would just like to let you know is that your beloved loves you so. And that during this time of grieving, during this time of transitional change, it is absolutely positively yours to call upon that beloved for support and for assistance and to get you through this next path. So I'm knowing for you that the strength that you are gets you through it, the love that you are gets you through it, and that the eternality of life absolutely, absolutely makes itself known in, through, and as you. Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel him with me. I do. I felt him a couple of times, and it's just surreal. It's still surreal. It's just like, And it's just kind of like, did he really go? Is he like, I think they're playing a joke on me. This can't be real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and allow yourself, please, give yourself plenty of time to feel all those feelings. You know, please allow yourself to really just know this can take any amount of time, and all the feelings I'm having are the normal, natural feelings, especially all the stages of grieving, you know, the stages of grief, of anger and denial. And then finally, we get to the stage of acceptance. So allow yourself to know that you're going through all those stages and that the stages are interspersed. Sometimes you'll be in one stage, then you'll jump ahead to the next stage, but you may go back to the stage before. And that's all part of the wonderful, spectacular healing that's happening within you right here and right now. And to know that you are not alone in it, that spirit is absolutely swaddling you and coddling you and holding you in comfort during this entire time.
Oh, I receive that. I believe that and I trust that.
Good.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful and blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. You as both as well. Thank you again so much for this energy. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
What a fabulous call. It's so wonderful to get a caller that feels that energy, and you do have some really great energy. And it affects how you can get people past, you know, like the question just now, get people past kind of challenges. And I have to ask you this, is when you work with people, do you deal with a lot of loss in the world that we are in today where people are challenged with loss, whether it's a loved one or job or relationship? Do you deal with that a lot in your work?
Absolutely, Angel. You're so perceptive. Yes, I deal with a lot of loss in my work because a lot of times when people come to me, it's about different kinds of losses. It may be a loss of a loved one, but it just might be a loss of a way of life. Or a lot of times it's a loss of a belief system. It's a belief system that no longer serves, and so we're moving on to a different belief system. So when I work with people, there's an opportunity to release the old belief system and step into the new belief system. And sometimes stepping into the new belief system feels like stepping off of a cliff with no net. However, I most definitely assure every single person, and I know this as For a fact, as examples in my life, when we step off the cliff, the net of safety and security appears when we take the first step. So that, especially in today's world, when things look like we're completely discombobulated and everything is changing and maybe we don't even feel like we have a foothold any longer, I deal with the healing and the revealing and the learning about any losses that we are participating in, as well as the next step into after that loss. Because after every loss, there's a gain. Because there's no duality in spirit. So if you feel you are in a loss, you absolutely are prepared for and ready for some sort of gain. So that's a lot of the things that I deal with clients when they come, as also in my speaking and also in the classes I teach. Yes, that we get an opportunity to move away from the past, away from other things, and to move what we call forward, which of course is a human concept, forward and back, even though there is no forward and back in spirit.
Wow, that's really super cool. I like it. But loss is something that I find, you know, you put it really well, whether it's a loss of a loved one or loss of a belief system. And I like to speak to the loss of oneself, which is kind of what you just spoke to. When something is challenging us and we don't feel like ourselves, it can feel as impactful as losing someone. Because in essence, you have, right? You have lost someone. You've lost yourself.
Absolutely, so, Angel.
So what kind of work can you give someone? What kind of support can you give someone in that conversation? Because the world we live in today, girl, this world, is a challenge to the core for most of the people that are in it, especially here in the U.S.
Yes, absolutely, because for those of us here in the U.S., we are getting to experience what the global community has been experiencing for a while, it appears to me. So some of the things that we can do when we feel a loss of ourselves and you feel like there's a loss to the core, some of the things I suggest is first that you give yourself an opportunity to do an age-old practice, which is a gratitude practice. So give yourself an opportunity to be thankful for the things in your life, the happenings in your life, and also give yourself an opportunity to be thankful for yourself. I often tell my clients at the end of the day, make a list of accolades of yourself, you know, attaboys of yourself. So that's the first thing, so that it gets you back entrenched in the knowingness of who and what you are. It gets you back in that place of, wow, it feels like I've lost myself. However, oh, look at these things that I am. Look at these things that I have experienced. Look at these things that I have been a part of, or look at these things even that I have accomplished. The second thing that I would say to clients when you really, really feel like you've lost yourself is you are now in that place in space called that I call, and a lot of mystics call, the gap space. You're in that place where you're betwixt in between, you know? So when you're in the gap space, that's your opportunity to trust and have faith. And you can trust and have faith in several ways. There's a million ways that you can trust and have faith. One of the ways, of course, because I'm a minister, that I say is to have prayer. And this prayer can be not a prayer of beseeching or anything like that. It can be a prayer that is agendaless. And by that, I mean you go into prayer with spirit. You can, whatever name works best for you, because it's so vast, spirit, Allah, Buddha, the Atman, any name that works best for you, and be in that space and place of agendaless prayer where you absolutely have a conversation with your higher power, because the higher power self within you is there, so you have a conversation. And in that conversation, you get an opportunity, something we may not get to do these days in America and in the speeds of our lives, is just to have a conversation about your concerns, about possibly your fears, about possibly what you feel is going on or not going on when you feel you've lost yourself. Because it's important to remember that when we have fears, it is really false evidence appearing real. It's some sort of something that appears real, but it's really not the truth of who and what we are. So that's one of the things you can do when you feel you've lost yourself. The other thing you can do when you feel you have lost yourself, and this is a revelatory activity, is sit down and write in a journal. And write in this journal, I have clients do it, write in a journal everything you're feeling. Because when we feel we've lost ourselves and we're in that gap space, sometimes it's just because we haven't come into the full awareness of what is ours to be. So I find that when you sit down and journal, you can write pages and pages and pages. It comes through. It makes itself known exactly who and whose and what you are. And it also gives you solution, or gives you something to launch into from that space of when you think you're in personal loss. The other last
right.
thing I would say that I advise clients to do when you feel that you've had a personal loss, and this absolutely is hooked spectacularly to you, my wonderful angel, get up and move.
Yes.
Really,
get up and
move. It's about making that endorphin connection. It's about getting yourself up and going and doing something that appreciates your physiology, that appreciates that we are body temple that holds spirit. So it's the other thing, really, really, really appreciating and praising and worshiping, honoring spirit by getting up and moving this thing that we've been gifted with, that we call our body. So
yes.
those are some
no,
of the things
you know,
that I
you know, I agree.
When you're at
you know, I feel that one, right?
Yeah.
You said something that I
yeah,
wanted to back
absolutely.
To because it was very powerful. You said you spoke to the definition of fear. So I want you to repeat
yes.
that again because it was really cool. Can you repeat that for the listeners?
Yes, absolutely. It's false evidence appearing real. Okay.
Bam.
Fear is
my
false.
God.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. is amazing. Talk about that for a moment, please. Cause
well,
false,
I want to talk
false.
About that. Yeah. False evidence appearing real. I'm going to give an example of that in my own life recently. So I was at the gym after I finished taking one of my favorite classes, Afro Belly
what
Boogie.
What class would that be?
Afro Belly Boogie, taught by my wonderful Angel Thacker. And it was about 8:30, 8:45, and I went to fill up my car with gas. And because it was low, and I stopped to fill up my car with gas, and at the same time I was chatting with my sister, and she said, oh, hi, what are you doing? I said, I'm filling up my car with gas, and she lives in the Midwest. She said, it's dark there already, isn't it? And I said, well, yeah, what's that got to do with this conversation? And she said, oh, my goodness, it's not safe for you to fill up your car with gas when it's dark because you never can tell what happened. Can happen. You're a woman and someone might do something to you and la, 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 la. And she went on and on and on. And I said, okay, I appreciate your perspective. However, I realized this is false evidence appearing real. This is evidence that has come from some sort of perspective that she chose to have or some sort of belief system that really wasn't real because wherever we are, we're safe. And I know that because whatever you know to be true about yourself is the truth. So I knew I was safe at this gas station, filling up my car with gas in the dusk. However, I got to once again go through that this was really just false evidence appearing real, and I could have been sucked into it. I could have owned that energetic. However, I decided, well, I know this is false evidence appearing real, so it's okay, it's fine. And I also do appreciate, too, that my sister is concerned about my well-being because
right.
that's an expression of love. Yeah.
Yes. And that really was what it came down to, really, right? That's all it was.
Really?
This person who cares about you, concerned in her reality, darkness equals danger, right? In your reality,
absolutely.
It's like, it just happens to be dark and I need some gas. That's really all it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing about this acronym is whenever you feel fear, you can stop, take a breath, and use this acronym about something that's happening, false evidence appearing real. And you can say to yourself, what is the false evidence happening here? And in what way can I shift my perspective so that it's really not that? And I'm not at all trying to say that there is a time where we do need to be aware of our safety and security. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that a lot of times when we're fearful of things, it's just false evidence appearing real. And so we get an opportunity, we're a choice. We can shift that. Yeah.
True. And I get a lot of clients in the work that I do. Being a medium, we tend to deal with people when they're in crisis. You know, people don't call me to say, Angel, I'm having a marvelous life right now, and I just want to sit down and spend an hour with you to just tell me what more marvelous things are going to happen. They usually contact
yes.
contact us when they're going through a crisis. And I find as I work with people, it's and they're shifting in their lives, whether they're getting a new job or they're trying to find a relationship, they're up against the things that have troubled them or have stood in their way probably all their lives, and the fear comes up. And so they create,
absolutely,
they create whatever's happening by basically drawing it in like a magnet, because they're assuming the same thing's going to happen that happened last time. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Angel, you and I are speaking the same language, because we magnetize to ourselves that we think is going to happen, instead of realizing that we have an opportunity for it to not happen again. However, because we're, you know, spiritual beings having this human experience, we believe that the past has a precedent in our life in the future. And that doesn't need to be our reality at all. Yeah,
awesome.
That we can move forward from these spaces. However, the other thing that I find too, and it's very true, that when we allow ourselves to be in that place of releasing it, sometimes we think, oh no, what's going to happen? Who am I going to be on the other side of this? So that's where we also get to have an opportunity to absolutely be, stand in ruthless trust of the truth of who and what each of us is.
Really, really good. I'm going to let you talk to another caller, as we have people waiting, and you and I could do this all day.
We
you're
could.
On the air. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, my phone's about to die.
Oh, no.
So if I lose you, I have to recharge it. But my name is Lisa, and I was interested. I think I tuned in late because I didn't tune in I didn't catch the beginning of, do you work with grief and dying of folks that have lost someone?
Absolutely I do, Lisa. Yes. I work with all facets of our human beingness, of our lives here, our journey on this planet. However, yes, I do work with people in grief and dying and loss and in healing and recovery. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I had a large... the biggest loss I'll ever experience in my lifetime about a year ago, and someone that I love, and it was not a romantic love. It was someone, it was just the biggest loss I'll ever have. And I don't, you know, I was listening to you talk to the other caller, and a lot of what you said is totally what, you know, I agree with. I know, you know, we can have days where things are different from one day to the next. And what I find, if I'm feeling tired or if someone else on the earth plane has disappointed me or I've had a disappointment, it seems like those feelings are amplified and the grief comes in from the loss and thinking, too, at the same time about the individual that I lost. I don't know if you've talked to anyone.
No, yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm glad you said that. You bring up a very good point. When we are in the grief process, it is really our responsibility, too, to take scrupulous care of ourselves. That's when we get an opportunity to absolutely be in scrupulous self-care. And part of that self-care, besides nutritional perfection and sleep, making sure we give ourselves an opportunity to recharge our body by having plentiful sleep. The other thing is, this is real important. When you're in the energetic of certain people, that energetic sometimes can make itself like put itself on you. Sometimes that energetic can flow back and forth because we know that 75% of our communication is nonverbal. So, and it's most of it is energetic that we're in. So absolutely that can happen, that you're in an energetic with others who bring something to you that we might call negative or we might call non-positive, so that it affects your grieving process. It affects, because when we're grieving, we're in this place of healing. And it's really, we're in a place of healing, much like when you plant a seed, and that seed gets to germinate, and it gets all the nutrients, and then it blooms finally and blossoms. Well, that's part of the grieving process, that we are really planting the seed of healing our grief. So that, yes, it's very important, the people you spend time with, the activities you participate in, and really that you concentrate on really loving yourself nurturing yourself, giving yourself an opportunity to really live in, breathe in, expand in that container of Spirit's love, because that's what's going on. At all at the same time that we're living our day-to-day lives. Yes.
Yeah. I just noticed that it's, well, I know trauma has that ability to affect one in the way, like it's waves, it can become in waves of emotion, and then, you know, the next moment you can feel fine, and then all of a sudden you get hit with a wave of emotion, and then the next moment it's fine. And so I just noticed with this time period of having lost someone that, yeah, if I'm extraordinarily tired or
yes.
Someone else has yes. affected me in some way, you know, it's almost like a deep sensation, a hurtful sensation. It takes on, you know, an addition. It's like another dimension of
absolutely.
Pain.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Lisa. And this is the ebb and flow of healing, grieving, loving, all wrapped up into one. And the thing, I don't know if you're on before, but the other thing, too, you said it was a year ago. I invite you, please give yourself an opportunity to accept that it may take an amount of time that we don't know yet. You know, and the other thing is that,
yeah,
the other thing is that grieving sometimes, you know, we might be grieving the loss of someone, and even over a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades, we may go through the different stages of grief. There's no real hard and fast rule as to how long it takes or when it comes back and forth. And the other thing you said, however, is like peak and ebbing and peaking, ebbing and peaking. And so during the grieving process, we get an opportunity when we're at the peak of the grieving process, that is to say, we are well rested, we are well fed, we are in a place of handling this to the utmost. And then when we go to the lower levels or the lower ebb, when we go back and forth like this, bit by bit, as we hold on to the higher peak, I'm visualizing waves, as we hold on to the higher peak, it grows and grows and grows and becomes more and more and more and more and more. And believe it or not, we get to a point where we have forgotten the depths of this ebb and flow, the maybe the seeming dark spaces of the ebb and flow. And during that time, we get to be in a place and space of grateful appreciation for what this beloved being has brought to our lives, as well as what they brought to our lives that we now get to carry out into the world as a part of the manifestation of who we are. So it's really wonderful, and it's fantastic. And once again, it can take, you know, allow yourself to take as much time as it takes. Allow yourself to know that in this instance, time expands and expands and expands and expands for you in this healing process, and it doesn't contract itself again until it's time for you. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Individual. Have you lost someone? Have you ever experienced the loss?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Spirit has given me an opportunity to lead a life of lots of losses, lots of seeming pain, lots of seeming bumps in the road. And yes, I have. I have had an opportunity. It's a blessing to me to have an opportunity to have lost several people in my life at different stages of my life, at different stages of their life, so that it gave me a chance to really grow in the grieving. And it also gave me a chance to really come out of it, come to the other side knowing, wow, what a blessing it has been to have that beingness in my life on this side of the veil for this amount of time. And look at all the things I've learned. And to know, again, that the veil between death and life is a very thin veil, and it cannot separate us from those that we love. So, yes, I certainly have. So I'm knowing for you that your healing is happening in time and on time. And if you'd like to do some more work with me, please give me a call at 510-541-5200. I'd love to be part of the healing co-creating process with you, and or go on my website, veronagarland.com, and you can put in a prayer request, or you can send me a message, and we can be in contact with one another.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for calling. You have a fantastic day. So the thing about loss, you know, in dealing with loss, I get that question too. You know, have you ever experienced a loss? And what sits for me when people come for that is the comfort that,
yes,
number one, that the people are okay because we can't touch them anymore. And then number two, the grieving process being perhaps different for us. You know, like, you can, like, I'm still grieving the passing of my older brother, and he passed away decade ago when I was in high school. And I'm still,
yeah,
grieving the loss of that. It's normal to even be tortured over the loss of somebody that you love. How can,
absolutely,
you help someone kind of deal with that? Because we've had that question a couple of times today. So loss seems to be a big note for most.
Oh, yes, it is. And also, Angel, yes, I am still, and to the last caller, I'm still grieving the loss of my brother-in-law who committed suicide 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So how we can work together to work through that loss is, I can give the callers or the clients or the tools to, first and foremost, know that place of comfort, absolute comfort, is available for you at all times. That place of comfort is available for you at all times, and it's available for you in so many ways and shapes and forms that you can tune into, that you can tune into the comfort of others who are on this side of the veil, who are awaiting an opportunity to comfort you, to love you, to uplift you, okay? Because sometimes we overlook those that are directly in our lives, right in front of our face, right up here to our nose, in our grieving. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I give clients an opportunity to know that this grieving process, this tapping into comfort, is the comfort of spirit finding itself in, through, and as each one of us. And part of that comforting is that as we are comforted, we are deluged with comforting as we comfort. So it's one of those things of that you feel is lacking in your life, where there is no lack. Possibly it's something that you can give. And the more we give of it, the more it circles back and comes back to us. So, and the other thing I work with clients when we're dealing with loss and grieving and comforting and things like that, I give them a safe container to grieve. I give them a safe container to know that all those feelings that come with grieving, the anger, the denial, the absolute just that aching pain from within, that it is acceptable and that it is something that you get to stay in as long as you need to stay in it, and that the staying in it is still a safe place. You're still safe in that staying in that container. That is all wrapped up all into one, as well as you carry on with your day-to-day life, you get to know that bit by bit by tiny little baby step bit, it is growing through itself. It is growing through you and with you, and that you are learning and really, really strengthening your loss muscle, so to speak, as you go through day-to-day, everyday life.
Wow. Really super cool. I'm going to take another caller as our time is coming to an end here pretty soon. Verona, we've been here. Oh, I know.
Wow.
Good morning. You're on the air. Who we got on the phone?
Hi. My name is Ashia.
What is your name?
Ashia.
Good morning, Ashia.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ashia.
Awesome.
Good morning. I was just trying to see if I can get a reading.
I can barely hear you. I don't know if
I'm
I heard.
Sorry.
Did you hear her?
I did hear her. Ashia, I'm not sure what sort of reading you would like. I'm not quite clear on what you're asking for.
Okay, like whatever comes up or whatever spirit has to say.
So Ashia, when you call into the radio, because it's over the air and it's very brief, if you have a question, mm-hmm, be very specific about your question, because it's just difficult just to kind of do general stuff over the radio. It takes a lot of time, and we don't have that kind of time.
Okay.
So if you have a question, ask a specific question.
Okay, I have a question. Well, I'm trying to get into school, and I just want to see, do you see me getting into school to be a radiology tech?
Well, Aishia, that's an interesting question. So the thing is this, you get an opportunity to go within, be in mm-hmm. spirit, and actually ask that question of spirit from within you, because the thing about the specifics of life is the how of what's going to happen to us as spirits to do. We get to be clear about what it is we desire. So what I would say is that if you really are clearly desirous of that outcome, then you get to set your intention and you get to know that it's unfolding for you. And by setting your intention, you can do this cool thing that I love, which is affirmations. You get to say, I am now knowing that I am a radiology tech, or I accept that I am the most intelligent student at my school, or I live, breathe, and work in the radiology field. So that okay. if that's the intention you have, you get to say an affirmation, and then you get to know. Once again, like I said earlier in the show, we actually know the answers inside of us, and I understand that feeling of reaching out and asking someone else, could you tell me, please?
All right.
However, the fact that you ask the question means that you really know. So you get to be in the silence with yourself and really, really say, okay, what is it? What's the answer? And it'll bubble up, and you'll hear it in a commercial. You'll hear it in a TV show. You'll hear a snippet of it in a conversation with someone else or someone else's conversation. When you might be ear hustling, you might hear it in somebody else's
right.
conversation. It'll come. It will make itself clear to you exactly what is yours to be versus the do. So, yeah, thanks
right.
for the question. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm having trouble on which school to pick. But, okay, so I get it. Like, say the affirmation, feel it,
yes.
and believe
uh-huh.
it, and then you're
absolutely.
Here. Okay.
And the more you say it, it really activates the laws of the universe, and then things will unfold for you that your human mind cannot even conceive of. Things will start happening in ways that you couldn't even think of. So
right.
yeah, you have the ticket
okay.
in you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No, thank you for calling. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. So what I like that you said, you know, with that caller, you spoke about creating. It's like a magical process, creating what you want through, I guess a good way of putting it would be like kind of creating a space. Like you're walking
mm-hmm.
in a bubble where anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're walking in that bubble where anything is possible, all of a sudden you start to become aware. You talked about flashes and glimpses of things put in your face. All of a sudden the billboards are talking about what you want and the television is talking about your want. Everything is about what you want. Talk about that, because that's something I speak to people about a lot, of how when you're aware, like this young lady, she wants to be a radiologist. If you put yourself in that space, next thing you know, the television commercials are talking about a school that has a radiological program. And then the billboards on the buses as they drive past you have advertisements on. And the people in the break room, all of a sudden, one of them is a radiologist that you didn't know was a radiologist. All of a sudden, the world is all about what you want, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love this, Angel, because it's really putting ourselves in vibrational alignment with that we desire. And once you put yourself in vibrational alignment with that you desire, it does. What this is about is that now you're magnetizing it to you. You know, there's the magnetism of the universe that's always going on. And so the most important thing here is to get clear. Get in clarity about what it is you desire. So once you get in clarity about what it is you desire, and might I caution all of us, allow yourself to desire exactly what you desire. Don't think it's too big. Don't think it's too grand. Don't think it's too magnificent. And the main thing, too, is when that comes up in your mind, you mean me? Who, me? Oh, no, not for me. Allow that to come and go. Allow it to come. Thank it for coming, that sort of thought process. And then say, okay, I'm sending you on your way. You're in the flow. I'm dissipating you. You're in the flow. Thank you. Because if you give yourself a chance to be in clarity about what you really desire and then be in the knowingness of that desire, be in an affirmation of that desire, be in the feeling tone of that desire. Let's say you desire something. Let's just say you desire a loving relationship. So you get yourself in the feeling tone of how it feels to be in a loving relationship. And so you magnetize to you all the factors, all the facets that have to do with your loving relationship. And before you know it, it's there. It shows up. And just like you said, Angel, it shows up in so many myriad ways that we could not expect. Even besides showing up in dreams, besides showing up in the things that we already know about, it just shows up in all sorts of ways and different things and different objects. And the most exciting way it shows up is different beings of light, other beings of light, bring it to you. They show up in your life. It happens. It happens in so many fascinating and wonderful and glorious and spectacular and, might I say, miraculous ways. So
wow.
That's the deal, being in the vibrational alignment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome, and I find that at least for me, you know, we're all human. You know, you go to a guru, you go to a practitioner, and their life seems to be about this cool stuff that they do and that the service they provide for us. But we have the same struggles and the same obstacles and the same human experience that everybody else has. In their lives, you know, I have a job and I go to my job every day and stuff happens and I have to stop sometimes and sit at my desk and close the door and get myself back in focus as I engage with people. The conversation around staying in a positive space is a really powerful conversation. And it feels like that's kind of what you do with people, right? You kind of keep them in a positive space.
It is what I do. Yeah, I keep them in a positive space, and also I give people the tools to get centered again. To go back to that place of centeredness where we've never been harmed, never been hurt, never been in danger, where we are safe, where we are whole, where we are perfect, we're complete, and the grace of God, that's our sufficiency in all things, is always present. Yes, exactly. And to know that we have this ability in any moment, in any second of any day. Part of it, one of the things is just stop and take a breath. Just stop and take a breath. One of the other tools is just stop and say, I am aware. You know, so it clicks you back into the centeredness of who and what you are, that centeredness that you already know, that you've known since before you got here, since before we incarnated on this planet, since before we had verbal skills and bodies, that spirit that we each of us is. So, yeah, that's exactly what I do, as well as giving people an opportunity to learn and grow in the moving forward in their lives. Moving into those things that they desire, moving into those things that are theirs to be, because I do know that whatever we desire, it is truly a desire from within the heart of spirit coming forth as us. And spirit is always looking for an instrument of expression. So
wow.
That's how it happens for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing. And to hear it and to feel it and to know that you're not alone in your struggle. Is one of the most powerful tools that I think that people can have. And we only have a couple of minutes, so I would like to give you this couple of minutes to speak to kind of your call to action. You know, what is it your message, and how can people get in touch with you? Where are you during the week? Because I'm sure people would love to engage with you.
Thank you, Angel. Well, here's the call to action. First, the time is now. Now is our time. The hour has come. The power from within us is coming forth. You know, this is the time that we get to express the beingness of light that each and every one of us is. Okay, so the reason you might want to come and spend some time co-creating and playing with me is that I give you an opportunity to know the highest and the best truth of who and what you are. We together co-create with different tools and practices and beingness, ways of being that move our lives forward, that give us an opportunity not only to serve, but to be served, that those things that we desire in life, as we give those things, as we illuminate those things, they come right back to us in the circulation of spirit. So the way you can play with me and learn and grow and heal and co-create together in spiritual counseling sessions, as well as hearing me speak, inspirational speaking. I speak at several places around the Bay Area. This Sunday, tomorrow, I'm speaking at Unity Center at Brentwood, and that's at 10:30 in the morning. However, you can also call me for a spiritual counseling session, and you can also call me for prosperity coaching. I have prosperity coaching format that we work through together. And mostly, what is my focus, what is my goal, is to give each person an opportunity to really discover the truth of who and what they are, to dig down in there. I'm your discovery scout. I'm the one who's going ahead, scouting things for you. And you
that's amazing.
Get to be the one who shows up and be exactly who and what you are. So
that's
what
beautiful.
I would tell everyone, and we do it with joy and love and playfulness and so much more. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending Saturday morning with me. I look forward to seeing you in class. And
yes,
I hope to see you on again sometime. Have a wonderful morning. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed week.
You too.
Thanks.